this year, the Minister of Finance has put 500 million cedis in the budget. That money is going to be paid into a housing fund, a revolving fund, not to put some money in. Republic Bank will put some money in, and teachers would apply, and the houses will be built in the area that you want the house to be built. And if, by coincidence, the house is in your area of posting, then the money you would have paid as rent to some landlord will go to paying the cost of your own house, so that when you retire, you won't go to your grandfather's house and say, this was my grandmother's room, and go fighting with your relatives. And so we're going to work out the modalities of the housing fund. This year we're putting 500. Next year we're going to put 1 billion cedis in that housing fund. Ladies and gentlemen, it is appropriate for government to deepen its partnership with NatFeather, and I'm pleased to inform you that government is actively exploring arrangements to make suitable lands available to assist the housing project that I just talked about. We're going to ask all the districts to provide land so that we can implement this housing project. This collaboration is aimed at improving the teachers' living standards, strengthening teacher retention, particularly in rural areas, and ensuring that those who educate the nation live with dignity and security.